when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
It's a victorious, happy and glorious new strain. I feel a song coming on. It's a melody full of the laughter of children out after the rain. You'll hear a tuneful story ringing through you, love and glory, hallelujah. And now that my troubles are gone, let those heavenly drums go on drumming. I feel a song coming on. Story ringing through you, love and glory, hallelujah. And now that my troubles are gone, let those heavenly drums go on drumming, 'cause I feel a song, I feel a song, I feel a song.
Well, if you feel like the very best of American song is coming upon you, then you must be inspired by Dorothy Fields, the legendary lyricist, the quintessential queen of American musical theater lyrics. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WLIW FM 88. 0.3, Long Island's only, and I do stress only, you could get a telescope inside the Hubble telescope and you would not find another NPR station out here on the east end of Long Island. And today we're going to look at that wonderful, one-of-a-kind contributor to really 2-3 generations of American popular song, Dorothy Fields. You just heard Judy Garland sing "I Feel a Song Coming On." I think every single review or album about Dorothy Fields starts with that song. But, you know, why not? Perfectly appropriate. So Dorothy Fields was born into this legendary theatrical family in New York in 1904. Her father was Lou Fields, who was one of the most popular vaudeville and music hall comics of all time. And she had two brothers, Herbert and Joseph, who also wrote books and lyrics and you name it. And although her parents discouraged her going into showbiz, she found she had a knack for writing witty poetry and lyrics and was signed by a music publisher and ultimately became in many ways the voice of the Roaring Twenties. I mean, she went almost immediately to Harlem and wrote a lot of reviews and cotton club shows and you name it. And here she is herself singing a song with music by Jimmy McHugh, which became an anthem for the 1920s and 30s. On the sunny side of the street, here is Dorothy Fields.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid, 'cause it's Rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller, with gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
That was taken from an amazing 92nd Street Y concert in the early 1970s. Well, she found herself the voice of, you know, raging Manhattan in the early 1930s, and every jazz musician wanted to cover her stuff. None less exalted than Louis Satchmo Armstrong. Here's a lovely song which has a really wonderful, neat, funny lyric to it called Blue Again, which Armstrong and his band recorded in 1931. Lovely lyric, music by Jimmy McHugh, lyrics by Dorothy Fields.
No one sings those love songs exactly like you. You make me feel so grand, I wanna hand the world to you. You seem to understand
Each foolish little scheme I'm scheming, dream I'm dreaming. I know why my mama taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you. I know why I've waited, know why I've been blue, prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Why do we spend good money on a show or two? No one sings those love songs exactly like you. You make me feel so grand, I wanna hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little scheme I'm scheming, dream I'm dreaming. I know why my mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you.
That was Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, and there is no one exactly like Dorothy Fields. One of the extraordinary things, she has the largest ASCAP catalog of any female lyricist of the early part of the 20th century, and that song was just recorded a year or two ago. So she is as au courant and as savvy as she was back in the 1930s when that song premiered in the International Review, starring Harry Richman and Gertrude Lawrence. Now, something else. She did a bunch of shows, reviews and stuff. That's what she was best at, I guess, in the early part of her career, these sort of non-narrative things. And she wrote a show, boy, would I have loved to see it, with Ethel Merman and Jimmy Durante, called Stars in Your Eyes. And here's a piece of specialty material she wrote for Ethel Merman, which, you know, sums up her kind of flinty yet sentimental personality as well as it does Merman's. A Lady Needs a Change. Changed Up Lyrics by Dorothy Fields.
Brand new woman of me, I like variation. There's a pounding in my ears, I'm blushing after 7 years. That's just good circulation. I buy a dress on Monday, the dress looks great on Monday. It's on my cook by Sunday, a lady needs a change. I know my future course is a land with fresh resources, where hay is not for horses, a lady needs a change. When Mr. Havelock Ellis tries to tell us why we're so complex, I say, Mr. Ellis, now what the hell is scientific sex? Let's say you like potatoes, and that's all you'll eat, potatoes. But one night, you try tomatoes. Ha-ha! Ha-ha! A lady needs a change. When castles start to crumble, when he begins to fumble, when there's no rough and tumble, a lady needs a change. That great demand is dying, so is that great supplying. And when you both stop trying, a lady needs a change. His conversation floors you, gentle nausea, that is all you feel. How you wish you were Lucretia Borgia, just for one good meal. When all his clothes look frowsy, by 10 at night he's drowsy, by 2, boy, is he lousy. Ho-ho! Ho-ho!
Dorothy Fields went to Hollywood, as many songwriters did, in the early 1930s, and she wrote these incomparable songs for many films. I'm in the Mood for Love, Pick Yourself Up, I Won't Dance, A Fine Romance, you name it. The last few with Jerome Kern, with whom she wrote the unforgettable score to Swing Time for Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. And normally we would just do show tunes, but I have to do a throw of the hat to this song. It's one of the greatest songs ever written in the American canon, and it always moves me. Here is Mr. Astaire himself from a later recording of this unforgettable tune.
When the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, but your lovely, with your smile so warm, and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you, just the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that little laugh that wrinkles your nose just touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Oh, won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look. Just the way you look tonight.
What a song. I had a girlfriend or a woman I was dating or trying to impress, and I remember sending her flowers, and I asked the florist to say on the card, "I will be aglow just thinking of you." And they clearly didn't understand what I meant. And the card said something like, "In a garden, I want to grow you." Who knows? Anyway, that didn't work out very well. Well, it worked out well for Dorothy Fields. In the 1940s, she moved back to New York and started a whole nother section of her career. It was her idea to turn the story of Annie Oakley into a musical. And she was going to do it with Jerome Kern, but he passed away in 1945. So she graciously turned over the score to Irving Berlin. But she co-wrote the book with her brother, Herbert. And then she did a bunch of musicals in the 40s. Here are two. One with Morton Gould called Arms and the Girl. You'll hear Pearl Bailey. And then a beautiful song from a musical called Up in Central Park that she wrote with Sigmund Romberg, with a song beautifully sung by Barbara Cook. But anyway, two Dorothy Fields 40s masterpieces. Here's Pearl Bailey.
Give it up. Give it up. Too much man, too much grief. No more man, no more grief. To be brief, I got a firm belief. There must be something better than love. There must be something better in view. But if there's something better than love, now who wants it? Do you? There just must be some practical plan that don't require the service of man. Suppose they find that practical plan. Who wants it? Neither do I. Of course, there's a solitary life, sitting with your knitting and your cat. Oh, hold your knitting and your cat. Well, that's the end of that. Oh, what makes your two eyes wetter than love? What makes you feel upsetter than love? But if there's something better than love, who's got it? Who wants it? Do you? You know what? I was just thinking, there's something better than love. I'm sure there's something better to do. Suppose they find something better to do. Now who'd do it? Would you? There must be some respectable vice, a small sin at a moderate price. Suppose they find that respectable vice, who'd practice it? Don't look at me. Of course, there's a certain kind of man, Marley, that man is good as gold. Women, women leave him absolutely cold. But then that man is only 2 days old. There's nothing more goats getter than love. There's nothing triple threatter than love. But if there's something better than love and you like it, oh ho, you can keep it. Oh ho, I don't want it. Oh ho, I can't use it. Yeah, but I ain't complaining. There's nothing better than love.
My joy in loving you is past understanding. It makes me much too eager, much too demanding. I'm a very selfish lover with a jealous heart. If you're across the room, I'd be alone. I've got to feel your cheek against pages in a book, my love and I, so close we can share a single look, share every sigh, so close that before I hear my life breaks through, and when a tear starts to appear, my eyes grow misty too. Our dreams won't come tumbling to the ground. We'll fast, darling, as the strongest book is bound, we're bound to last. Your life is my life, and while life beats away in my heart, as pages in a book, never to
I suppose Dorothy Field's narrative book, sentimental masterpiece, was A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, early 1950s. It didn't do well, but it had 2 or 3, 5, 6, 7, 8 miraculous songs. Here is one of the great comedy songs ever written, I think, for a personality, written for Shirley Booth as the irrepressible Aunt Sissy. in A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, music by Arthur Schwartz, and as we're celebrating today, lyrics by Dorothy Fields.
Oh, didn't I ever tell you about my first Harry? Oh, he's 6'3" and all muscles, and he's got thick wavy hair, and the biggest pair of brown eyes you ever saw, and kind of a deep oozy voice. If I ever seen a prince, my Harry was him. Always smelled from peppermints, his person was trim. His voice was passionate, so full his face was. He never took no liberties. He knew what his place was. He'd say, "Pawn my glove politely" when he shook my hand, and he'd pass me the evening paper when his soup was fanned. He only used four-letter words I didn't understand. He never sit down to eat without his shirt was on, or come out of the bathroom dripping like a dying swan, or call a visitor a slob until the slob was gone. He had refinement. One time he said, "May I suggest you call a lady's chest a chest instead of a points of interest? Dainty, ain't he?" He was shy and awful modest, 'cause he was so high bred. When the wind blew up my bloomers, would his face get red? He undressed with all the lights off until we was wet. He had refined. He would walk next to the gutter so I shouldn't get hit. With a pillar he'd kill mosquitoes so I shouldn't get bit. Only certain kinds of exertion for me he'd permit. He had refinement. In the water at Coney Island was our first embrace, when my water wings flew off and hit him in the face. He introduced himself before he put them back in place. He had refinement. At Luna Park all night we sat. Our food got cold, our beer got flat. I saw what he was driving at. I should have forbid it, but I did it. He had respect and feeling all our married life. Just the thought that maybe he'd hurt me cut him like a knife. So he never mentioned that he had another wife. He had refinement, refinement. A gentleman to his fingernails was he.
Make him love me, make him love me. I must try to make him love me.
I must try to make the man love me. Make the man love me now. By and by how badly I want him just as he is. May I say that should the man ask me, I'll be his.
I tell the man just how dearly blessed we would be. All the beauty I see so clearly, oh, why can't he? So I pray to heaven above me, pray until day grows dim, for a way to make the man love me as I love him. The beauty I see so clearly, oh, why can't he? So I pray to heaven above me, pray until day grows dim.
Joe Stafford with a great ballad, From a Tree Grows in Brooklyn. Well, she had a fallow period for almost 15 years until Cy Coleman reached out to her to do the lyrics to Sweet Charity. We did a whole show on Sweet Charity a couple of weeks ago. So here very quickly are Dorothy Fields and Cy Coleman together singing the big hit number, and then we'll pivot into an amazing number cut from Sweet Charity. Here is Dorothy Fields and Cy Coleman themselves.
If they could see me now, that little gang of mine, I'm eating fancy chow and drinking fancy wine. I'd like those stumble bums to see for a fact the kind of top drawer, first-rate chums I attract. All I can say is, wow, we look at where I am. Tonight I landed, pow, right in a pot of jam. What a step up! Holy cow, they'd never believe it if my friends could see me now.
If they could see me now, that little gang of mine, I'm eating fancy chow and drinking fancy wine.
I'd like those stumble bums to see for a fact the kind of top drawer, first rate chums I attract. All I can say is, wow, look at where I am. Tonight I landed, pow, right in a pot of jam. What a setup, holy cow, they'd never believe it if my friends could see me now.
When I was a kid, Pop went on the road, winter and summer. He was a traveling salesman, what the trade called a drummer. He worked for a firm called Juvenile Frocks, and every so often he'd bring home a box. That was the box that I'd fall on if my hands were clean. Pop let me try them all on. Number 553, the juvenile frock for me. I loved 553. was copied from an import. It was real Parisian. First I'd model it for Ma, then I'd hand it back to Pa. The pink taffeta sample, size 10. It had 27 buttons, which was sewed down very straight. And the skirt spread like a fan, and besides, it fit me better than the blue organdy sample, size 8. Then my dreams went in the suitcase. Papa had to catch a train, and it never would be mine, 'cause he'd sell it off the line in Scranton, Pennsylvania. But on my 11th birthday, Pop was way out in Cheyenne. That's the birthday I loved most, 'cause what came by parcel post? The pink taffeta sample. I never thought I'd own the pink taffeta sample.
Sylvia Sims singing a song cut from Sweet Charity. I mean, that's a whole one-act play, and it shows how she could be tough, but underneath that, she has these layers of deep, deep, real, I wouldn't say sentimentality, I'd say sentiment. She's like a great, I don't know, chocolate-covered macaroon, hard on the outside and nice and sweet and wonderful on the inside. That's our Dorothy Fields. Her last show was Seesaw, also with Cy Coleman, not a big hit, but some great, great material. Here's a woman who is batting away like decades and decades in her early 70s, writing shows, songs for musicals on Broadway. Here's a song that was cut from Sweet Charity and moved into Seesaw some years later, Michelle Lee. And then you'll hear an ode to the city that Dorothy Fields loved so much.
For everybody else, how I pity everybody else but me. I'm sorry they're not loved like I'm being loved. In this world there's no girl alive that I've got today. Feel so rich today, I'd give everything but him away. This town would slip, but they just can't make the contact. He's under exclusive contract to me. For everybody else,
for you and you and you and you. We're physically tied, we're spiritually tied. Like he says, we're interdependent. Like pants and suspenders, we match. It's funny how we match. And what's more, we hit it off from scratch. I love my friends, but just in case they are tempted, remember this guy's preempted by me. For everybody else, lonely everybody.
Hustlers fresh from 8th Avenue. The boys.
Well, few songwriters had such an astonishing finish as Dorothy Fields, a big old Broadway musical in her 70s. She left us so many wonderful songs, and they're so amusing to listen to. Here's one she wrote for Seesaw, recorded by Shirley MacLaine, who, of course, played Charity in the film version of Sweet Charity. So it's a good way of going around in a circle, because it's not where you start, it's where you finish. Thank you, Dorothy Fields.
If you start at the top, you're certain to drop. You gotta watch your timing. Better begin by climbing. Up, up, up the ladder. If you're going to last, you can't make it fast, man. Nobody starts a winner. Give me a slow beginner. Easy does it, my friend. Conserve your fine endurance. Easy does it, my friend. For that's your life insurance. While you are young, take it rung after rung after rung. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. It's not how you go, it's how you land. That 100-to-1 shot, the one who's a klutz, can outrun the favorite. All he needs is the guts. Your final return will not diminish. And you can be the cream of the crop. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. And you're gonna finish on top.
It's not where you start, it's where you finish.
That's right. It's not where you were, it's where
it's
you
not
are.
Where you were. It's where
you're
you are.
Stuck in a mail room, just gathering moss. Then pow, comes the memo that you now are the boss. Supposing your ear is kind of tinnish. Let everybody cringe when you croon. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. And you're gonna finish in tune.
Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3:00.